Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't really think you can call it a platform yet. I already reblogged that. I reblogged it and retweeted it. I retweeted it, I reblogged it, and I checked into it.
This app is so elegant.
Are you gonna get the new Kindle? It's not in TechCrunch.
How is this different from Facebook?
They don't even have a Foursquare venue for their apartment.
I don't really get Tumblr. Is the internet down?
I didn't even finish high school.
Think of it like an Instagram for hamburgers.
He's a genius.
It's like Pandora
for cats.
Are you gonna get the new iPhone?
It's like Airbnb for Facebook games.
It's not uncomfortable. Who has a party in Palo Alto?
Think of it as a Netflix for YouTube.
How is this different from RDO?
An iPhone charger?
It's not on that script.
I check in on Path, and then I send it to Foursquare. I also send it to Tumblr, and then Tumblr auto-posts to Twitter and Facebook.
And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this is Tweets and Tunes. I am your host, Jason. I will be with you for the next scintillating 90 minutes this Wednesday morning, April the 3rd. And pleased to be joined in studio by the infamous, which means more than famous, the real Dr. Todd. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you?
Very good.
Excellent.
Wide awake.
Wide, well, how clever of us all.
Yes. Morning puns.
Ah, very punny indeed. Yeah, you know, it's revitalizing to wake up early in the morning and not find rain.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't even need a jacket this morning.
It's true. You should have worn a shirt, though.
That's one of the mistakes I often make.
Yeah. You know, that's really the safety of radio. For all the listeners out there that, you know, no one needs to worry about what we are wearing, or in this case, what we are not wearing. April 3rd, trade deadline day for those fans who like the hockey.
Which ones are you watching?
None really. You know, I guess all of Vancouver will watch and see if their goalie gets traded. I guess people care about that.
I'm tired of watching it. I just want them to decide if they like the guy or not. It's like it's like the worst relationship ever.
Vancouver hockey fans have such a schism. It's, you know, they have two modes. It's either jubilation or panic.
I've just never seen them like oscillate daily like this. Like, this has been the fastest love hate moments that I can remember in my lifetime.
It's high frequency, low frequency.
Yeah.
Panic.
This guy's the greatest.
This guy's the greatest. Trade him. He's the greatest. Trade him. Trade him.
Piece of junk.
This is the worst day ever. Yeah, so it's, we'll see. We'll see if,
I feel like Lou, like, took everybody's sister on a bad date. Like, that's where people are at right now. They're like, well, he's a good hockey player, but he's kind of a jerk.
And I can't believe you asked my sister out. Yeah. A little sensensitive, touchy subject there. You have a good weekend?
I did.
Yes, you enjoyed
it. Easter.
It was Easter, yes. Yeah. And great weather for it.
It's great weather. I was outside. It was a weird thing. You haven't done outside of 2013 yet. I didn't know if we were getting outside this year.
Well, and it was hot. Like, it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't raining, so you could leave the, you know, hovel and venture out without an umbrella. But it was smoking hot, 20 degrees. 22 in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of us who live in the valley. And I think it's kind of bittersweet as someone who lives in Vancouver. Because, number one, if it was like this straight on through summer, September long weekend, you'd be fine. But you know, this is just getting your hopes up.
You got a gray slap on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh.
Yeah, it you know, supposed to be sunny.
Yeah.
But it comes along, and then I believe the floodgates of heaven are opening up again later today, maybe tomorrow, and rain till June.
Rain till June.
They say.
That's the official Tweets and Tunes weather report
from
now till June.
The local Vancouver weather right now, 7 degrees with a high of 14, cloudy today. Breaking into the sunshine at 10 o'clock this morning. And long-range forecast from Thursday till June.
Rain.
Rain, yeah. with a chance of flurries at the higher elevations. You ski?
I do.
Yeah. And what a great season for skiing. So much snow all over the place.
I didn't get to this year.
Really?
Just totally.
I skied more times this year than I probably have in the last
10.
Where
do you ski?
Up at Gross. Okay. Up at Gross. And the snow was incredible. But now it's at that kind of slush point. You know, when you have a weekend of 20 degrees, even up on the mountains, it gets a little tough sledding there. But I'm excited. Maybe get up there one more time. And you know what can't ski? Elephants. Elephants can't ski.
Elephants can't ski.
No, not at all.
Down. April 5th at the Electric Owl, it's Daedalus, LA-based electronic producer on tour to support his latest release, Bespoke, with special guests Too Fresh, Ryan Hemsworth, and Samo Soundboy. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, and Beat Street Records. Sponsored by CITR.
And you are back on Tweets and Tunes here on CITR. Wednesday, April the 3rd, you are listening to 101.9 FM. Jason here in studio with the real Dr. Todd. You just heard, that was Late Night Automatic, friend of the show, Jay Brown, from his new album, You Are Electric, and that was Iceland Volcano. Magneta Lane before that on E1 Music label, Witch Rock and Burn. And we kicked that off with Perth, Australia's own Tame Impala. That was Elephant from the album Lonerism. Tame Impala was down at South by Southwest. That song also now prominently featured on the new BlackBerry Z10. Sorry, Z10 for all you,
Z10.
All you Canadians out there. You can get a hold of us throughout the show. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. You can find us on Twitter at tweetsandtunes. And you can go to our own website at tweetsandtunes.com. One thing you can't do is you can't phone us.
Can't?
No phone line. No incoming phone lines.
We're usually bombarded, though.
We usually are. Usually, that's probably what
happens. Did we take down the system?
I think we may have. I mean, there was a DNS attack, basically. It's equivalent. We had so much incoming traffic. So do not phone us at 604-822-2487. It'll ring, but not in here.
Mm.
Who knows where that ring goes right now?
Does it really ring if no one can hear it?
Phone rings in the forest, sure. The concert calendar for this week. At the Rickshaw, April 7th, Pagan Fest, featuring Incerium. April 10th, Gods of the Grave 2, featuring Goat Whore. And April 11th, Casualties. You know what? April 13th, Girls Rock Camp.
Good family fun.
Yeah, featuring the children. Ben Sinister. Girls Rock Camp. Great. Great little project. All over the world. Women's Rock Camp, Girls Rock Camp, supporting women in music and, you know, helping young ladies to grow up and become confident in their music-making ability. Get on stage. Got like 9, 10, 11-year-old girls that they teach how to play an instrument and they do a concert at the end of it.
It's, all in 1 week.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Jeez. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Friends of the show, Lisa's Hotcakes, they met at Women's Rock Camp, I believe, down in Oregon. So, great project there. April 1st was Monday.
Yes.
It was actually Easter Monday and April Fool's Day. Easter. Yes. So what we did...
Religious jokes galore.
Yes, yes. And what we did, since, you know, to combine the two holidays, both Easter and April Fool's Day, is we sent the kids hunting for eggs we didn't hide. Right before noon. I'm sure they're out there, kids. I'm sure the Easter Bunny didn't forget you. Why don't you look under there? And, so we'll pay for that all later in... psychotherapy kind of, yeah. And other stuff. Your favorite April Fool's joke of the day?
Absolutely, the Virgin Airlines coming out and saying that putting in glass bottom planes. All I could think was, this is the greatest idea. It was the one that I really fell for hard. Like, I just wanted to tell the world about these planes coming in, and I just got suckered.
You totally got
to. Oh, it's awful.
I cannot believe that anyone gets rolled on April Fool's Day. Like, does no one realize this? And myself, I look at stuff on the internet with a grain of salt as it is, but...
I trust it. The internet.
If I see it online, it's got to be true. It still blows my mind that people get fooled by April Fool's Day jokes. In Florida, two DJs have been suspended from the morning show, country morning show there, for their April Fool's Day joke. Apparently sent the Floridians that listened to their show into mass hysteria when they told their listeners that dihydrogen monoxide was coming out of their taps.
Dihydrogen monoxide. Okay.
H2O.
H2O.
was coming out of their taps. And so they phoned the waterworks and caused panic, and the county had to release a statement saying it's safe to drink your water. So these two DJs have been suspended and are now possibly facing federal charges for inciting panic.
Oh, that's insane. Don't you hate when someone steals a good idea before you thought of it?
Well, I very much despise that. But really, getting suspended...
They take it seriously.
For that is more of an indictment on the population of Florida.
That's true. I'd love to be in that courtroom. So you told everybody water was coming out of their taps. Yep.
So what you're saying is, and I was reading all this, you know, this online bantering, and someone's like, "Well, you know, it's the same thing. You could light a match in a theater and say there's a fire in the theater and cause." And I'm just like, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. You've never told a joke, clearly.
You DJs and your fancy words trying to cause panic with everyone, talking about this substance, kind of like, come on. You can just hear first of all, it's a country station. Let's insert listener IQ here, and
there are not a lot of chemists. / country music fans.
It's true. Country music is the least listened to genre among chemists. I believe that's a fact that I saw online, so it must be true. Yeah, it's sad. There were some other good ones. Lululemon released their new product line, Lululeather.
Oh, nice.
Leather-fashioned yoga pants.
You know, and there's a lot of guys out there who wish that wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm for it.
I think there's a lot of people out there that actually may still wear leather to yoga. You heard about Lululemon and them recalling all their...
Oh, yeah, the bend over test.
Well, that's not true. That was a myth.
That was a myth?
That was a myth.
Yeah. No, but that came out in their statement. They said it failed the... Like, that they don't actually have a bend over test.
Yeah, it's again, so, of course, the problem was that apparently some of the Lulu pants, the material made them see-through.
Yeah.
Here's my theory on this. They weren't really see-through. People were just exceeding the technical specifications allowable for the pants.
Well, this 300-pound man.
buy a larger size, people, or don't wear yoga pants. That's what tracksuits are for. That's why I own tracksuits. Yeah, you know, I'm not wearing yoga pants.
Every Wednesday morning in your leisure suit.
No one wants to see me in yoga pants. So I just think they probably stretched the material beyond the point that it was, you know, possibly then, you know, within the parameters of what is acceptable in such things. The Canadian organization that handles the .ca domains announced on April Fool's that they were changing the .ca. All websites were going to be migrated to the .eh.
The .eh.
The .a.
The .a.
You know, something that was truly more Canadian, because as they said, .ca could be Cambodia, could be...
And I'm tired of getting Cambodian guests to my website.
Yeah, completely. I was missing my target. Yeah. So they said they were going to start off by migrating hockey A and donut A to the they're going to be the first websites, because they're the most truly Canadian that were going to be migrated all the way through. The Rogers toque wearable technology, it would be like a cell phone toque, you know, just for Canadians. And WestJet.
Well, they do have those Bluetooth toques.
The Bluetooth toques.
You know, where you have headphones built in.
Yeah. Back in the day when I had a Walkman, we had like toques with or not toques, earmuffs that had like built-in little cords there.
This must have been your Calgary days.
This was actually hearkening back to the Saskatoon days.
Saskatoon, where earmuffs were real.
Exactly, where you needed them, and we thought we were so, you know, sneaky. We'd go into class in the morning, you know, with our earmuffs still on and this cord like stuffed down your jacket, hoping the teacher wouldn't know. The unfortunate thing was your Walkman was like a 9x12 machine that you needed a shoulder strap to carry.
Your turntable you put on your desk.
It took 107 D-size batteries to operate. So even though you may have been able to hide the earphones and the muffs, the player in itself was not possible really to hide there. You know what? This is a music show. Let's play some music. Little Tirana Horse from our friends, Prophecy Son, Darren Lee. This is not only Kazoo featuring, but a great song off their Garbage Bears CD. This is Rumble Tumble on Tweets and Tunes. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're back on Tweets and Tunes. That was Kupla, Gaelic for twins. Friends of the show, Kupla, that was Letters Home from the album, sorry, Letters Home, and the song Formerly Known. Before that, you heard Antiparty, a brand new album, which I believe is released today, April the 3rd. It was a cover of the Cyndi Lauper classic, She Bop.
She Bop.
He Bop. Kids Bop, We Bop, I Bop, You Bop, They Bop.
That's the full extended title.
Yeah, We All She Bop. Yes. And before that, friends of the show, Tirana Horse. So featuring Prophecy Sun and Darren Fleet. And they're just not making great music together, those two.
They're not.
No, they're making other things. Prophecy is pregnant.
I thought you were actually just downplaying, like just dumping on them. Like,
no, no,
they're
no.
not making good music together.
They're not just making great music. Yes, 4 months along is Prophecy, son. They're expecting a bouncing bundle of joy in what, only 6 months?
Their greatest
now?
Hit.
They're it's true. It's true. They're laying that track down. Yeah. So congratulations to Prophecy and Darren. You heard Rumble Tumble from the Garbage Bears EP, and they've also been in studio. I believe they're done recording, so now they're just going to mix. They'll have a new album out this summer. Prophecy has a new album out. Spell has a new album out. Yeah, tons going on with those folks. For those of you who care, Roberto Luongo has not been traded. No. Still here in Vancouver.
This is the reaction, is that right when you said that, a lot of people are like, But if he had been traded, people have been still like, There's no happiness.
No.
Nobody will ever be happy about this.
I have a friend who says, we have a threshold of happiness. And although you might get spikes, you can never really be happier than you are right at this moment. You know, you'll have moments of elation, but it drops down. You've got a baseline of happiness. Rather depressing when you... That actually, her just saying that...
You have a great friend.
Dropped my baseline of happiness. That was one of the peaks and then subsequent valleys there. This day in music...
I'm sorry, I just feel like she dumped her wine glass on your carpet and walked out of the room without a word.
Without putting a bunch of salt on it after. Yeah. Not only is her glass half full, it's fallen off the counter and shattered into a thousand pieces. And actually, the glass can never be half full. It's air. It's completely full.
It's completely
full. And that's science. You can't fight science.
The morning science show here.
Here on Tweets and Science. 1924 on this day, Doris Day was born. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. Who else was born on this day? Jan Berry from Jan and Dean. Of course, co-wrote a bunch of Beach Boys songs. Barry Pritchard from The Fortunes. Good heavens. Eddie Murphy was born on this day, for this day in music. Why? Because he had some songs.
He did.
Such as My Girl Wants to Party All the Time.
Can't believe you remember them.
Oh, well.
I've only seen the YouTube.
It had such an impact in my music life, shaping, forming my music psyche. Skid Row, Sebastian Bach. 18 in Life? No? Oh, sad.
I like this musical fork in the road you clearly came to at one point. You had to make some hard decisions.
It's true. I'm like Skid Row, Eddie Murphy, you know, it almost swayed me there as well. What else going on? So checking out Mashable. You're a Tumblr guy. You like your Tumblr.
I tumble.
You prefer to get your Tumblr on. Alicia Keys, she makes music as well. She is picking Tumblr users to document each of her tour stops. So she's randomly finding people on Tumblr to document each leg of her tour.
How lazy. Just typically lazy.
No, it's called crowdsourcing. Which is technobabble for lazy. I want to do this on the cheap. Get other people to do it for me and make them feel like they're part of something, but they're actually just working for free.
Yeah.
Suckers.
And what a great idea. Here you're going to have thousands of people at every concert trying to like post their Alicia Keys, thinking they're going to get noticed on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Which getting noticed on Tumblr is really, you know, going to launch your career.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that. There's a Calgarian lady who is now in Hollywood who got noticed being on Twitter. She's had two pilots that were purchased. They weren't run, but she's got a movie that was recently purchased. Just noticed on Twitter. She just started saying witty things on Twitter.
Witty things. I tried that.
Yeah. I tried that as well. I realized I'm not that witty. You know, sometimes you say things in your head and they seem funny, and then you put them online and realize that you're not.
I digress. I start making fart jokes. It
digresses to toilet humor really quickly. Can't stand toilet humor.
Can't, that's your pet peeve?
That is my, despise.
That's all I'm going to tweet on Wednesday.
This is why I despise Jim Carrey. Can't stand Jim Carrey.
Can't stand him. Yeah, no. He's not my favorite.
No. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, hated it.
You hated it?
Can't even watch it.
Yeah. I saw Burt Wonderstone.
How was it?
Terrible. It was just terrible. I was just like, there's my negative review. That's all you'll get from me. It was a terrible film, And I was up for what it was. You know, I didn't expect it to change.
Yeah, it's not like your expectations were really high walking in. Yeah. It's just it's like dumb. When Scary Movie 12 comes out, you know,
that better be good.
there's a lot of expectations on that. Yeah, absolutely. Sea Lion bobs head to Backstreet Boys in groundbreaking study.
Wait, what?
Yeah. First of all, I protest the use of Backstreet Boys and groundbreaking study in the same sentence. But apparently, not another prank. For the first time, a non-human mammal has proven its ability to keep the beat with music. They used a Backstreet Boys song and watched a seal, the Ronin, seal named Ronin, bob its head in time to music. That music being the Backstreet Boys. Everybody, rock your body. Backstreet's back. All right, I believe.
I'm just glad we have this research happening.
Yeah, you know, this is groundbreaking, as it said in the article, research. This is what our colleges are doing these days, universities. This is where your federal funding money is going, to see if a seal can bob its head in time
to Backstreet Boys.
That's right. That's right, kids. That is why... That's how professors make it. That's how they get tenure. That's
why we still have diseases.
That's why nothing of, you know, mention has been cured in the last, you know, since polio, basically.
So what have you guys done? Well, we got this seal bobbing his head, and it's pretty great.
You know, they peaked at polio.
Yeah.
Wiping out polio, let's move on to non-human mammals bobbing their heads to music. Speaking of mammals and bobbing your head to music... Rennie Wilson, Sugar Glider, Flying Squirrels. Bob your head to this. This is Tweets and Tunes, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You could buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
advice on bears. You know, if I want advice on something, it's most likely going to be on a quadruped.
Naturally.
Preferably a bear.
Probably a bear.
Yeah, yeah. It was Advice on Bears by Boats from A Fairway Full of Miners. Before that, you heard Flash by Yacht Club off their Nonavera CD. And we kicked that set off with Edmonton's own Rennie Wilson. That was from the Sugar Glider album, and that was Feel Like a Child. I love that album. Really, really enjoyed that album. A great album indeed. So we were talking computers earlier, and you had...
You know, you hate when you buy a new laptop and it's obsolete and you just dropped. Well, how much did you spend on a laptop? Almost $2,000 nowadays?
Yeah, a couple grand.
If you're an Apple guy.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And so if you bought one in 2000, a supercomputer, if you were in that market,
yeah,
spent $121 million. It was called the Roadrunner. It's the fastest computer in the world. Yeah. It's now obsolete already.
And when was that?
2009. That they.
So four years later.
4 years later.
Your $121 million investment.
Yeah. So don't feel bad if you got the old laptop on campus, because there's a company who's got 121. Like, that thing fills rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not only did they, like, rent out Wall Street, like, to put this thing in, that'd be like adding a fourth bedroom to your house for your computer.
Yeah. I want to know who bought it.
I don't know. They won't give me who bought it. They're probably pretty embarrassed.
Well, you know, think about it. You know, if they're buying that and it's obsolete, obviously the amount of money that company is making, whichever company that it is.
I figured it out. Breaking news. U.S. Department of Energy's Los Alamos. So it's just the government. No big deal, guys. They clearly just bought the wrong one.
Oh, well, it's government. It's taxpayer money. Oh, that makes sense. Of course a corporation is not spending $121 million on something that's obsolete in 4 years. In breaking news, the government also purchased a fleet of 1987 Hyundai Ponies.
They're really hoping they're going to work out.
Of course it was the government.
That's terrible. Not our government.
The Department of Energy.
Department of, U.S. Department of Energy.
Yeah. So they needed a supercomputer to crunch some numbers for about 4 years.
Their national laboratory in New Mexico.
I would have sold them my TI-83 Silver Edition with a 6-pin hookup computer connection for $200
million. I just don't fathom what you need this for. Like, I kind of get the trading, because they're just doing it on milliseconds.
But. Yeah, I've
I'm just glad I didn't buy one myself, because I was really caught up in the hype.
You know,
I waited in line before the store opened.
I waited in line at the Roadrunner store for my $121 million supercomputer, but I had buyer's remorse.
Yeah, so I returned it.
I got up to the counter. I had the Amex out. The Platinum Amex, and then I'm like, no.
This is silly.
I'm going to wait for the next version with Bluetooth.
I hear the next one's coming in colors.
Yeah. I hear their screen isn't going to be monochrome orange. I hear wow, $121 million.
I don't think you'd get a screen for that $121 million.
No, probably not. It's just a computer itself.
Just a computer.
Nothing with flat screen. And they wonder why they're having debt problems down in... Like, what is leading us to this problem? The fact that we spend... What is it? They spend, is it $800 billion or $200 billion more a month than they take in?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy right now.
So each month they're putting, let's call it $400 billion a month on their credit card and then making the minimum payments.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah, I get the Visa statement. It's at $1.2 trillion.
Except Visa, it's China.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. China is the government's Visa. Yeah. China, accept it everywhere.
I'm surprised, like, China's still like, they don't see a problem with this. They're like, this is great. Whatever. Yeah, Visa cuts me off. Like, they're sure. Like, you spent your measly limit that we've allowed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, sadly, I'm realizing that I'm almost more creditworthy now than the U.S. government.
I think you absolutely are.
I think China should start investing in me.
Billions of dollars.
Billions and billions of dollars. I'm good for it.
Yeah.
Someone gave me $1 billion credit limit, I would spend in default.
Right away. Just like, there's no way around it.
Unsecured. I'm totally defaulting. Coming up, we've got some great music. We're going to play Modern Superstitions, Raw, Regina's Own, and Tao in the Get Down, Stay Down, which, of course, we've played on the show several times. And coming up, everyone's favorite segment, 80s College Radio DJ, where we will hearken back to the year 1986. But getting back to the music, something you know a lot about, Last Night's Dress. It's Modern Superstition on Tweets and Tunes.
Keeping me up at night.
Quality programming here on CITR. That was Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down from the We Are the Common album, Holy Roller. Before that, you heard Rah Rah, The Poet's Dead, 20s, and we kicked that off with Modern Superstitions from their self-titled album, and that was Last Night's Dress. All right, April the 3rd, Wednesday, here in Vancouver. We've only got about 17 minutes left on the show. DJ Jack Velvet from the Suburban Jungle should be rolling in quickly. But before that happens, it's everyone's favorite segment.
It's Tweets and Tunes. And once again, it's time for 80s College Radio DJ. That segment where we play a song guaranteed to take the wrinkles out of your skinny puppy t-shirt.
The year 1986. Bill Vanderzam becomes Premier of British Columbia, replacing Bill Bennett. The Queen intervenes and augments the coat of arms of Saskatchewan. The University of Toronto's John C. Poliani shares the Nobel Prize for Chemistry with the development of the chemical laser. Conrad Black buys the Daily Telegraph. Margaret Atwood releases Free For All. Microsoft goes public. Births, despite our best efforts to travel back in time to stop these horrific events, both Robert Pattinson and Lady Gaga are born in 1986. And college radio airwaves are being burned up by John Lydon's, John Joseph Lydon's, new group, Public Image Limited. This is Rise from 1986. CITR Tweets and Tunes.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black. Your time has come. Your second skin. The cost so high. The gain so low. Could be right. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be black. I could be white. They put a hot wire to my head because of the things I didn't say and made these feelings go away.
Could be wrong. Hi, my name is Colin. I worked construction for a lot of years. I was the first guy they called on a new job. Then the pain started. Started real small, hardly could feel it. After a while, it got so bad I couldn't bend over. Couldn't sit, couldn't drive. Every doctor I went to couldn't find nothing. One even said it was in my head. From there, I lost everything. 10 or 15 years went by, smoking weed and whatnot. I don't remember the last years at all. Some people caught me trying to climb over a bridge railing, got me help. Now, with the right meds, we've got the pain under control. I used to think drug use was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Colombian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
I know the voices in my head aren't real, but sometimes they have really good ideas. You are back on Tweets and Tunes. All right, 80s college radio DJ, Johnny Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten, lead singer for the Sex Pistols. Public image that he formed, he really... anti-establishment. He was the first real anti-establishment.
Not a company man.
No, certainly not. He's not doing shows for Starbucks. I will, though. Starbucks, if you're listening, call me. I'll do your show. Yeah, and we're like that.
I would love to see the Sex Pistols at Starbucks.
Well, it's not going to happen. You're not going to have Sid there.
No.
Sid and Nancy.
Never be the same.
No, they might. They should flog their image for like a funeral home. Or, well, you know, look, nothing's... Sorry, not enough time's passed for that?
Too soon.
Oh, please. So that was Public Image off their album, with Rise, 1986. Great year, 1986. I was being shoved in my gym locker for wearing parachute pants to school. Never make that mistake again. Number one, I don't go to school, so I can't make that mistake.
Don't make
again.
That, but that's the mistake. Don't go to school.
Kids, if you're listening, don't go to school. It only leads to heartbreak and tears. All right, back. We've only got a few more minutes. DJ Jack Velvet in studio.
Fresh out of the SOB lane.
Yeah, you know what? You live on the edge, my man.
He's a wild man.
Driving singly in the HOV lane. He also runs with scissors and pets stray dogs.
Yeah,
throwing cosh into the wind, that man. Of course, the Suburban Jungle coming up in only 8 short minutes. So we've got a couple more minutes to run a few more songs. Let's get right to We Are Wolves. Why? Wolves are scary. Need I say more? Tweets and Tunes, CITR.
Like a spider.
We Are Wolves from the album La Morte Pot Club. Pop, not pot. Pop Club. Pot Club's down on Hastings, a little south of here.
I think it's on campus, too.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing about these things. That was Night, and all 3 minutes and 4 seconds of it. And you can find We Are Wolves on tour. April 13th, they'll be in Sherbrooke, Quebec, and April 20th in Rimouski.
Who isn't?
Well.
No, I'll be passing through.
I'm not, but they will be. And, of course, in Terrebonne on April 26th. We Are Wolves. That does it for us. Another 90 minutes gone. Just like that.
Flies by. You'll never get it back.
No, that's 90 minutes of your lives. You'll never get back. Hopefully, you didn't have anything better to do this morning than to listen to us. Very disappointed by this morning by Twitter, by the way, with what's trending. Vince Young, the WNBA. Is that?
It's trending more than people are watching it.
The WNBA and NBA, didn't they like fold like 4 years ago, both leagues? I'm not sure. People still watch that, I guess. But yeah, nothing worth talking about trending. People on Twitter, please get a little more creative than name a person you care about or hashtag name a song you like. That's ridiculous. I'm done. I'm done with Twitter.
You're
done.
The NHL trade deadline and apparently nothing happening.
Yeah, nothing happening at all in the NHL. Again, there'll be 12 hours at
why can't they just decide?
TSN and Sportsnet will talk about players in the minors that may be traded for future picks.
There's a bunch of things that could happen.
Yeah, there are many things that could happen today.
Here's very few that will.
Here's 12 that won't. All right, well, not unlike ourselves, we will go home for a rest because it's only appropriate. Tweets and Tunes, leaving you with Spirit of the West. See you next Wednesday.
Excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick.